This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha
illallah. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Allah is the one whom we praise. We praise Him. We thank Him. We seek refuge in Him from the evil of our own souls and the evil of our actions. Whomsoever God guides, none can misguide Him. And whomsoever He leaves astray, then none can guide Him to the truth. And I bear witness that there is only one that, and I bear witness that only God alone is worthy of worship. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last prophet and messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and from that soul its mate, and from those two spread many men and many women. And fear Allah concerning the rights that you ask from others, and concerning the wombs that gave birth to you, for verily he is ever watchful over you. Fear God and speak the truth. He will guide you to righteous deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Each and every one of us in our daily lives sees adversity, sees trouble. Allah in His infinite wisdom has blessed some of us in ways that He has not blessed others. And He has put some of us to trial in ways that He has not put others to trial. And the one question that I want you to walk away with today is, are you better or is the Prophet Ayyub? أَأَنْتَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ أَيُّوبٌ Are you better or the Prophet Job? The Prophet Ayyub عليه السلام was worshipful. Abdullah al-Ta'ib, Abdullah al-Sabir, Abdullah al-Awwab. He was a worshipful slave of Allah, a repentant slave of Allah, a remorseful slave of Allah. But yet, God took away everything that he had. He took away his wealth, and he was still praising. He was still patient. He took away his family, but he still praised him and was still patient. He took away his friends and everything else in his social environment, and he still praised and thanked God alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَ رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ After he had been put through all of this trouble, all of these tribulations, he called out and he said, O Allah, I've been afflicted by harm, but you are the most merciful of anyone that can show mercy. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرٍ So we answered him, and we took away any of the harm that had come to him. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أهله ومثله معه رحمة من عندنا وذكرا للعابدين. And we gave him not only his family back, but we gave him double of what he had before, of wealth, of family, of friends. It said that he had only 3 children before being tested. After being tested, he had tens and tens of children. He had more wealth than he could have imagined from before that. Why? Because while he was tested, he remembered the beauty of one thing. The beauty of the singular ability to praise and worship God alone. A story that will drive this home is the story of Abdullah ibn Muhammad. Abdullah ibn Muhammad was a regular man like us. He was what we would call a national guardsman, a policeman. And he worked in Egypt. And while he was patrolling the areas and the outskirts of the cities, he started to hear a sound. Now Abdullah ibn Muhammad, he lived during the very early generations of Islam. He started to hear a sound, a slight murmuring. So he went to investigate. And as he went over a sand dune, he looked out, and next to the Red Sea, he saw a tent. And the sound seemed to be coming from that tent. So as he got closer to the tent, he started to hear words. Allahumma awzi'ni. Allahumma awzi'ni. An ahmiduka hamdan. He started to hear someone making dua. Someone supplicating and calling out to God. Someone asking with one of the most amazing dua that you'll ever hear. He started to hear a man saying, Allahumma awzi'ni an ahmiduka hamdan. أكافئ به شكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي بها وفضلتني بها على كثير ممن خلقت تفضيلا. Everyone move forward please. O Allah, give me the ability to praise you in a manner that suffices the gratitude necessary for the blessings that you have shown me and through which you have made me better than most of creation. Allahu Akbar. O Allah, give me the ability to praise you in a manner that is sufficient, that lives up to the gratitude that you alone deserve, and through which, through the blessings of which, you have preferred me over much of creation. Abdullah ibn Muhammad, he said to himself, what an amazing prayer. What an amazing thing to say. Maybe I'll go into the tent and ask this man if this was a hadith that he heard from someone, if this was an athar that one of the Sahaba used to say, if this was some hikmah that he took from a wise sage or a wise man at some time, or in kana ilhaman alhamahu Allahu iya, if it was just some inspiration that God gave him to pray with. So as he entered the tent, he saw what he couldn't believe. He was completely taken aback. When he walked in, he saw a man strapped to a chair with no arms, no legs, blind, and hard of hearing. And the only thing that he had working, the only thing that he could do, was sit there and repeat this dua, Allahumma awzi'ni an ahmiduka hamdan ukafi'u bihi shukra ni'matika allati an'amta alayya biha wa faddaltani biha ala kathirin min al-alamin aw kathirin min man khalaqta tafdila. God, give me the ability to praise you in a manner that suffices the gratitude due to you for the blessings that you have given me and through which you have preferred me over much of creation. Allahu Akbar. No arms. No legs. No eyesight. Hard of hearing. And still praising God. He walked in on him And he said, "Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam. I heard you from afar saying this dua. I heard you from afar saying this dua. And I thought to come and ask you if this was some knowledge that you have transmitted from one of the previous generations, or if it was an inspiration that God had put in your heart to praise Him. But now I see you in this situation, and I say to myself, what praise? What blessing? What thanks can you give, and you're in this situation? A man with no legs, no arms, no eyesight, strapped to a chair, can do nothing on his own. And yet you sit here and you say, give me the ability to praise you. Give me the ability to thank you for your blessings. What blessings? He said, my son, if God were to send the mountains down on me to crush me, I would still praise Him. If He were to send the oceans at me to drown me, I would still praise Him. If He sent the forest down to me to burn me to death, I would still praise Him. Because He has given me this tongue through which they'll still praise Him with. He has taken everything, but I have the one thing that's still a blessing. I have this tongue. The man was taken back. Abdullah ibn Muhammad had no idea what to say. And as he sat there in silence, the man said to him, I'm not in need of you. I'm not in need of you. But since Allah brought you to me, I want to ask you a favor. For 3 days now, I can't find my son. My son would feed me when I was hungry. And he would give me water to drink when I was thirsty. And he would help me in my daily affairs. But for 3 days now, I haven't been able to find him. I call out to him, but he's not around. I have no need of you. But since God brought you to me, do me this one favor. See if you can find him. Perplexed, confused, Abdullah ibn Muhammad, he walked away. And he said, if there's only one thing I can do for this man, let me try and find his son. So as he scouted the area, searching through the desert, searching through the marshes, he went over a sand dune and he found what looked to be like tattered cloth. And as he walked on, he looked to see, he looked and found what looked to be like blood. And as he walked on, he started to see the remnants of the young man. The body of the young boy had been ripped to shreds by wild animals in the night. He said to himself, how am I supposed to go back to this man in his situation and give him this news and say it to him kindly? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Abdullah ibn Muhammad, as he was walking back and he was thinking to himself, this man has already been put through so much. Now I'm supposed to go back and tell him that his son had been attacked and killed by animals in the night. How am I supposed to even face him, much less tell him this? He said, as I was walking back, I started to think to myself about this man. And then I said to myself, أَهُوَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ أَيُّ. Is he better, or is God's servant Job better? And so when I walked in on him, I said, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. Do you have any news for me? Yes, but I want to ask you a question. What's your question? He said, are you better, or is the Prophet Ayyub? He said, obviously the Prophet Ayyub. He said, and did not Allah test Ayyub and take away his wealth? Yes, he did. Did not God test him and take away his family? Yes, he did. Did not God test him and take away his health? Yes, he did. But get to the point. You're taking a little bit too long. He said, I'm sorry to inform you that I found your son, but he was dead. He had been attacked in the night by animals. May Allah increase your reward and inspire you with patience. A'azam Allahu ajrak wa alhamaka sabrak. The man said, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi khalaqa min dhurriyati man lam yablugh hatta ya'si Allah. Allahu Akbar. All praise is due to God who made from amongst my children those who were not old enough to sin against him and took them in that state. He then took a deep breath after praising God for his son not being old enough to sin. He took a deep breath. He said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He let that breath out. And then he died. Abdullah ibn Muhammad immediately started to cry. Even more confused than before. Not only did I find this man with no legs, no arms, no eyesight, hard of hearing, strapped to a chair. His son was taken from him. He has no one to care for him, but he dies now while he's in my presence. What am I supposed to do? Confused, he took off his jacket, placed it over the man's face, and sat at his head and cried. And while he was sitting there crying, he didn't know how long of time had passed until he heard some people approaching. And as they approached, he started to be cognizant of their presence. They opened the tent and they saw him and they immediately drew their swords. Who are you and what are you doing here? He said, I found this man here in the tent, and he told them his story. They put their swords back and they said, uncover his face so that we might know who he is. When he uncovered his face, all four of the young men started to kiss the man on his face and kiss what was left of his arms and say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayka raji'un, rahmatullahi alayka ya walidina. Ya walidina. To God we belong, to him we return. May God have mercy on you, O Father. He said, this is your father? They said, yes. This is our father, Abu Qilabat al-Jarmi. Sahibu ibn Abbas. This is our father, Abu Qilabat al-Jarmi, the student of Ibn Abbas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him in the next life. He said, we took our clothes, we washed him, we shrouded him, and then we prayed over him. And after we prayed over him, I left, I found my riding animal, and I went back to my station. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تسن بسنتهم إلى يوم الدين. Abdullah ibn Muhammad, when he got back to his station, he slept that night. And while he was sleeping, he found himself in a strange place. And he saw someone off in the distance. And he heard a murmur. And as he approached, that murmur started to become clearer. And he started to hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement in Surah Al-Ra'd, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقُبَ الدَّارِ. Peace be upon you for your patience. And what a beautiful abode this is. And he heard this over and over again. And as he got closer, it was Abu Qilabah al-Jurmi. Reciting this verse over and over again. Peace be upon you for your patience. What a blessed abode this is. And he said to him, aren't you the person that I met the other day in the tent? And he said, yes. He said, then what did you do to receive all of this? Meaning in Jannah. What did you do to receive this status in Jannah? Abu Qilab rahimahullah ta'ala, in this dream he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ دَرَجَاتٌ لَا تُنَالُ إِلَّا بِالصَّبْرِ عِنْدَ الْبَلَاءِ. God has reserved stations in paradise that are not achieved except by having patience in adversity. وَالشُّكْرُ عِنْدَ الرِّضَى. And by being gracious, showing gratitude when one is pleased or in times of ease. مَعَ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Along with fearing God in times of ease and in times of hardship. The point of this story of Abu Qilabah al-Jarmi rahimahullah is for each and one of us to ask ourselves, are we better or is the Prophet Ayyub? Are we better or is Abu Qilabah al-Jarmi? Are we better or do we realize that there are others who have been tested, things have been taken from? It's to remember that in the face of adversity, all is not lost. When your life is hard, each and every one of us says these things to ourselves. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough friends. I don't have a good enough social status, education, wealth, family. We can't have children. I have bad health. But you still have one thing, a tongue through which to praise Allah. And if nothing else matters, then you can still praise Him. Because it's not about this life. In fact, it's not about a single sin that you have committed. But it's about changing your understanding of what God has given you. About changing your understanding of how you're living your life. Many times our actions, they're merely tests. And we can become blinded to the fact that while a single thing has been taken away, Allah has given us so much. As Abdullah ibn Urwa, rahimahullah, used to say, after he himself was tested, his leg was taken by gangrene. His son died while riding a horse. And when they asked him, what do you have to say about this? He said, Rabbi, أعطيتني أربعة أعضاء فأخذت واحدة منها. Lord, you gave me four limbs and you took one. وأعطيتني سبعة أولاد وأخذت واحدا منهم. And you gave me seven children and you took one of them. Allahumma falain akhadhta falakam a'tayt. O Allah, if you've taken, then how much have you given? Walain ibtalayta falakam afayt. And if you've tested me, then how much strength, serenity, and peacefulness have you given me in other times? The lesson here is that in order for us to have sabr, in order for us to know what it means to be patient. We have to have a moment of self-realization. We have to know who we are, where we are, and what we're doing. And even though it seems like where we are is not where we should be, it's exactly where we should be. Who we are is not who we should be, it's exactly who we should be. Allah has given each and every one of us gifts that He has not given others. He has taken things from each and every one of us that He has not taken from others. And this was decreed by Allah 50,000 years before He created the heavens and the earth. On the day when Allah created each and every one of you, each and every one of you's souls. The hadith of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the Muslim of Imam Ahmad, that on the day when God took from Adam's back the souls of his progeny until the day of judgment, and He spread them out on the plain of Arafat, and Adam alayhi salam, He looked to them and He saw from amongst them Al-Hasan وَمَا دُونَهُ وَالْغَنِي وَمَا دُونَهُ. He saw a beautiful person and someone not so much, because beauty is relative. And a person who was rich and a person who was poor and a person who had good health and a person who did not. قَالَ Adam عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ رَبِّي لَوْ سَوَّيْتَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Adam said, Lord, if You would only make them equal. Allah said to him, أُحِبُّ وَنْ أُشْكَرْ. I love to be thanked. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Amazing is the affair of the believer. The believer's situation is amazing. إِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ إِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ قال عليه الصلاة والسلام عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خير له. The believer's situation is amazing. If he's afflicted by calamities, by hardships, and he has patience, then it's better for him. وإن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خير له. And if he's afflicted by good things, sometimes we don't think of the good things as afflictions. And if he's afflicted by good, and he's grateful, then it will be better for him. وَلَا يَكُونُ ذَٰلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا يا رب العالمين. O Allah, forgive us of our sins and our transgressions in Your rights, and make our feet firm, O Lord of the worlds. ربنا أوزعنا أن نشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علينا وفضلتنا بها على كثير ممن خلقت تفضيلا. O Allah, give us the ability to thank You in a way, to thank You in a way that recognizes the blessings that You have given us and have preferred us over much of creation. O Allah, give us the ability to thank You, give us the ability to praise You, give us the ability to be patient in the face of adversity, to be grateful in the face of blessings, and to be one those who worship You and worship You alone. Ibadullah, inna Allaha ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkurullah al-'aziz al-jalil yadhkurkum washkuruhu 'ala ni'mihi yazidkum. ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.